This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what helped live cattle finish strong today?
Well, Leslie, I think they're still concerned about the weather. Even though some of the snow looks like it's shifting a little further east, and who knows what it'll do by the time it gets here. But I think the other thing is we continue to see this cash cattle market get everybody's attention. Even though the movement has slowed down, we're still pretty much looking at 124 for a high in the south and some 125 for a high in the north. Box beef prices also continue to work higher. Choice up 241 today, selects up 255 on a movement of 56 loads. Put all that together, I think that's what gave the live cattle its best support. We saw a surge going into the 12 noon time period that helped pull live cattle and feeders both to the upside. On the close today, February 235 higher, April up 212. Jan feeders were 40 cents higher, March feeders up 15, and February lean hogs 52 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 14 to 16 at the State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Tom, what's influencing the grains right now?
Well, I think it's more or less what's not influencing it, and there's nothing really positive out there to help our grain markets out, as we saw wheat, corn, and soybeans today make new lows for the week. Now, export sales weren't all that bad for the corn and the soybeans. Wheat was a little disappointing, but all three of them continue to be well below year-ago levels. News-wise, there was nothing else out there to grab anybody's attention today, so without any fresh news, the markets took the path of least resistance to the downside, with corn and wheat being very close to contract lows. March KC wheat closed down a penny and a half. July KC down a penny and three quarters. March Chicago wheat was 2 cents lower. March and July corn each closed down a penny lower today. January beans were down 6 and a half. March beans down 7 and three quarters. And March cotton up 89 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, providing your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.